Hello and thank you for joining me. I'm Sharon Bott. I'm a coach and mentor, a trainer and a speaker, a businesswoman, a teller of stories. Oh, and I do love a good question. And this is the It's About What Works podcast. Whatever's happening in our life, good, bad or downright ugly, we always have a choice about how we respond and about the meaning we give to things. I'll be exploring those choices and what it means to live a life that works, whatever that looks like for you. I spent most of last Wednesday helping my son to move out of the terraced house in London where he's been living for the last year. He's going into student accommodation that's cheaper, more convenient. But he was sad to be leaving a place he's loved and not looking forward to this last rather gloomy day there. Neither of us was, but it had to be done. Then something strange happened. With the last of his belongings stacked up, ready to load into the car, the intended quick mop, dust and hoover turned into a major spring clean. Paintwork was washed, corners that had never ever seen a hoover were hoovered, sinks scoured, windows polished. We hadn't intended to be so thorough, but it just felt right. The harder we worked and the cleaner it looked, the better we both felt. Spirits rose, laughter broke out. And when he locked the door behind him for the last time, he felt different about moving on, excited, energised, complete. He left the place looking way better than when he moved in. It felt like a metaphoric cleansing of his energy after the somewhat eventful year he'd spent living there. He was leaving a pristine space, ready for the new tenant to move in. It was a surprise gift for his housemates, not yet back from their Christmas holidays. And it felt like an expression of gratitude for the shelter and laughter and good times that the house had given him. Good karma all round. And it got me thinking, leaving things better than you found them, the world a better place than you found it, that seems to me a pretty good philosophy to build a life around. And it doesn't just mean doing no harm, though that's not a bad place to start. How about, I thought, in every encounter with another human being, I endeavour to leave them feeling just a little better, a little happier, a little more uplifted, simply from having met me. A smile, a compliment, a helping hand. It doesn't take much. I remember reading once of a young man who threw himself off the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. He left a note saying that if someone smiled at him on the way to the bridge, he would choose not to die. No one did. How about on every walk I take, I pick up the empty Coke can or plastic bottle instead of stepping over it? In every traffic queue, I let the other car in rather than pushing ahead myself. In every restroom, I pick up the paper towel rather than leaving it on the floor. I do that sometimes, and when I do, I feel better, lighter, gladder, more connected to my environment and the people in it. But I don't do it every time, because sometimes I'm just too in my own head, too up myself. If every one of us, every man, woman and child, every politician, bureaucrat and policymaker were inspired and motivated to leave the world a better place, wouldn't our lives, our environment, and the whole planet benefit immeasurably? The world would be a better place. Wouldn't it be wonderful if that was how we measured success? As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded. For me, it all starts with gratitude. Gratitude is the biggest transformer of energy and attitude that exists. When I'm feeling low, frustrated, disappointed, cross, anxious, stressed, I know that shifting my focus from what's wrong to what's right changes everything. If, instead of feeding and amplifying my worries and fears, I say to myself, today I choose to be filled with gratitude for what I have and love for my family and friends, my life, my planet, I feel better, lighter, gladder. It's a simple request, and I have the power to grant it. I don't always do it. Quite often I simply forget to make the request. But practice makes perfect. Laika, the dog, is a good reminder because he's a master at it. A master of mindfulness and gratitude. For every biscuit and treat, every tummy rub and ear scratch, every walk and throw of the ball, every enticing sniff and fascinating smell. He's always excited, always up for it, always grateful. It's a dog's life. It's a question of what we focus on. If we look for problems and obstacles, they'll show up in droves. If we look for solutions and shortcuts, they'll be there too. And it's always our choice what we focus on. Ain't that good to know? It's not dependent on anything or anyone else, whatever our circumstances. Gratitude is a state of mind. The 13th century mystic Meister Eckhart said that if the only prayer you say in your life is thank you, that would suffice. He was so right. The unconscious mind's very literal. If our focus is on what's wrong, then it will, obligingly, come up with everything it can that's a cause for concern or distress. But if we focus on what's right, what's good, what we feel grateful for, then that's what the unconscious, like the willing servant that it is, brings to our awareness. What we focus on is what we attract. It's what we notice. Try it right now. Glance around wherever you're sitting and quickly note everything you can see that's the colour red. Now, close your eyes and count up all the things that you saw that were blue. Not quite so easy. You didn't see them because they weren't what you were noticing. If you walk down the street looking for grumpy, morose, unhappy people, you'll see them aplenty. And you'll probably end up feeling morose and grumpy yourself. Walk down the same street looking for happy, smiling people. You'll find that they're there too. You'll probably exchange a grin or a nod with them, and for sure, you'll feel better and brighter. Gratitude is a potent antidote to depression and negativity. It's better for our health. We sleep better. We feel connected with others. And we're far more likely to want to make a difference, to contribute, to leave the world a bit better. According to neuroscientist Alex Korb in his book The Upward Spiral, feeling grateful activates the brainstem region that produces dopamine, a neurotransmitter that increases enjoyment and is necessary for changing bad habits. It also boosts serotonin, which in turn improves our willpower, motivation and mood. Now, that's what I call a happy feedback loop. Win-win. So, I've resolved to start writing my gratitude journal again. It's a practice I've done on and off for years, simply writing a short list of things for which I'm grateful each night before I go to sleep. Thank you for that small success, that word of encouragement, the parking space when I needed it, the beautiful sunset, the good laugh, the happy encounter, bird song, having a warm and safe place to sleep, my children, that bargain find, the love of good friends, living in a world that contains chocolate. It's not difficult once you start. It's a wonderful shifter of focus and diverter of anxiety. And it means that throughout the day, my unconscious mind is focused on finding things for me to write in my journal that night. So I notice more and more things to be grateful for. Gratitude becomes the norm. I feel happier. And if you feel happier, it makes it much easier to spread a little happiness as you go by and leave the world a bit better too.